When people go on the internet, sometimes they search for many things, sometimes love, sometimes food, but never both things together. Could you actually find somebody who wants to be eaten on the internet? Well, Armin Muse found him, and this is his story. Welcome to Enter the Dark. Hello and welcome to Enter the Dark. I'm Jan. This is Les. How's it going, Les?
All good. Just had a jacket potato.
He's a hungry boy, he is. It's not one of his fast days today.
No, it's not a fast day today.
Usually when I come round, I'm like, don't food. Oh, it's a fast day, I can't eat. But no, not today. Today is our second Patreon episode. Yes, we have another Patreon request episode. And you can get in on the act if you want to. If you subscribe to our $10 tier, you could also request cases for us to do. Speaking of Patreon, we're going to have to say hello to our patrons who say we have to say hello to because they're on the tiers. And we like to anyway because they're cool. I'll leave you to last because it is your episode. We have Amanda Champagne, our classy lady. We have Swiss Phil. Good old Swiss Phil.
Swiss God.
I hope you enjoyed the last episode there. We did on Robert Bedelli. And we also have Astoria Crowley. Welcome to the Sick Fuck family, everybody. And we also have today's special requester, Hannah Blue Harrington, HBH, bit like HBK, Shawn Michaels, but HBH.
Why is she blue? Why are you blue?
Not. That's how it's spelt, like that.
What, like bleh?
Bleh.
Bleh.
Hannah Bleh Harrington.
So she's blue in a French way?
I do not know.
Why are you blue, Hannah?
You're friends with her on Facebook, why didn't you ask her?
Okay. Why are you blue?
No, on Facebook, you fool.
But
because then you get instant.
My phone's downstairs and I'll forget.
I can't take my phone anywhere.
Fool.
Anyway, so today, guys, we are going to be covering Armin Muse. Yes, the internet has come around to serial killers, much like the Dnipro maniacs, but a bit better because basically he just goes looking for people to eat. So, kind of like Just Eat before Just Eat was about, really, and human flesh. So, you actually know about this one, don't you, Les?
I know about this one, yeah.
He's heard of him.
This one was quite famous, though, to be fair. Like, in the 90s? Was it the 90s? This guy?
We'll find out, won't we? Because we're going to get into it.
I'm quite sure that's the bit of my childhood that I remember most.
But speaking of people we're going to say hello to, a big shout out to Dasha Paramanova, who is my friend from Moscow, who is sending us through some of her excellent, fantastic artwork. She's sending us some teeth.
Thanks for that,
yeah,
Dasha.
We're going to put them around our necks, Les, so we've got a tooth each.
Are these real teeth?
No, she makes them. She's a talented artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there you go, Dasha.
Add her on Instagram.
Anyway, let's get on to this one because it's a good one and also Hannah's paid us, so.
And my anger's building. Somewhat.
Your anger is building. So, born in 1961 in Kassel, Germany, Armin Muse suffered a lonely childhood. His father abandoned the family when Armin was only 8. Now, his father was a stern man who was largely disinterested in his son. When the marriage broke up, he abandoned the family to never contact them again. Although he later did tell the court during the murder trial that Muse had been a well-behaved little boy, but had been obsessed with the story of Hansel and Gretel, especially the chapter about fattening up Hansel to cook and eat him.
Okay. Foreshadowing, we call that.
Yeah, but, I mean, if he's... I think his dad's bullshitting there. That sounds like bullshit for
that's
dad,
like his dad's 15 minutes of fame. I used to read him Grimm fairy tales, and he enjoyed the bits with fattening up other children.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he liked this bit. Maybe he just liked the story. Anyway.
Maybe he enjoyed the time maybe you were spending with him.
Yeah, or maybe he just liked hearing about being fed candy. And he's like, oh, father, may I have some chocolate? And he's like, nein, you cannot have any chocolate.
But I want a lick on your peppermint, joy, joy.
Would you like some of my tasty yum yum bar?
Always with the Simpsons.
Yeah, this is good.
Good.
Anyway, when his father left, it fell to his mother to become a dominant parent. And she would often admonish him in public and insisted on accompanying him everywhere.
Oh,
man, you stay away from those girls and you come back to mama. You come back to mater.
They're listening to Kraftwerk.
Yeah, the Kraftwerk is not for you. You listen to Hasselhoff.
They fucking love Hasselhoff.
They love the Hoff.
Yeah.
Although, if you speak to any Germans, they're like, don't fucking like the Hoff. That way. He was a one thing, like, you know, some people liked him. That's like saying everybody in England likes Mr. Blobby because he got a number one thing. But, you know, Mr. Blobby didn't sing on fucking Berlin Wall, did he? And the Hoff did.
Yeah.
When he was around 10 years old, he created an imaginary brother called Frankie, through whom he vented his first cannibalistic thoughts, as Frankie would listen to him, something that his mother never would do.
What did he craft him from?
No, it's imaginary.
Oh, so, like,
he's not in, like, a fucking tulpa.
So he didn't, like, fucking smash a load of sausage meat together in the form of a person.
Got a load of first. Hello, Frankie. My name is Herman. You are my brother. I want to eat you, Frankie, because you're made from yummy sausage. I mean, that'd be okay if you did make him from sausage and he was like, I want to eat you. It's not really cannibalistic because he's eating sausage.
True.
Unless, like, he got some a kid, killed him, stuffed him, and was like, I'm going to eat you.
Or was cutting parts off himself.
Like. Yeah, like, I've cut off my thigh, and your name is Frankie. Frankie, do you remember me? By the age of 12, his cannibalistic desires began to develop further. He fantasized about killing and eating his friends so that they could never leave him.
Oh.
It was a desperate solution for a very lonely and misunderstood child. He, as you can tell, he's an only child.
Yeah.
Making imaginary friends, not out of sausage. And like, oh, Hans, you're my best friend. Never leave me. I want Herman. I'm going to eat you so you're inside me. Was ist das? Ich verstehe nicht. Never mind. That means, what is that? I do not understand. Did German in high school me?
Yeah. Very well done.
Yeah. Anyway, in a documentary that came later, Muse would state, over the years, I would add various components. The boys were also people I found attractive, who I imagined as my brother. And then I thought, if they were to become a part of me, I would have to eat them. I wanted to be with someone, but I never found the right woman. Maybe not opening the lines with, never leave me, I'm going to eat you. You know, I gave that advice to Les, and it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still a lonely man, living on his own, in a big house, but you know.
I mean, it's not that big, it's a terrorist house.
It's still big.
It's big for one man.
Big for one man.
Yeah.
You know? All these rooms.
I like the space.
Rattling around in your house.
Yeah. And there's lots of floorboard space.
Wanking where he wants. Muse lived. Muse lived with his mother until her death in 1999, when Muse was age 38. Fucking hell,
yeah.
That's got a sitcom written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Armin und Mutter. Mutter, I am going out to play with my friends. Armin, you don't have any friends.
I'm just having some friends around for dinner.
Oh, you're not going to eat them, are you? No, Mutter. We should make that.
Yeah, we should.
That was like that they made one episode of it, a pilot, called Heil Honey, I'm Home.
Yes.
It's Hitler and Eva Braun move next door to a couple of Jewish people.
Don't he come through the door going, Heil!
Yeah, he comes through, he's like, Heil, honey, I'm home!
Like, literally, it's a good job we don't film
Yeah, just
this,
like, we're Nazi saluting.
Yeah. It's like, you know, remember last time somebody got a pug to do that? They fucking ended up nearly in jail, didn't they?
Yeah.
Sorry, but, Dank.
But, imagine that. If that actually got made into a series.
And I'd watch it.
So many avenues that could have gone down.
It could have.
Hitler's like, oh, I like this meat. Yeah, it's kosher. When she died, he inherited the family home, a large mansion house in Amstetten. Totally alone for the first time in his life, without the demands of his controlling mother, he reportedly constructed a shrine to her in the house, complete with a plastic mannequin that he would lay down on a pillow each night.
Holy shit.
Can you say mummy issues?
It's a bit Ed Gein.
It is, isn't it? But it's a bit weird, isn't it, getting a mannequin? Like, it's okay, mummy. You go to sleep now. I will see you in the morning with some first.
Alice Clark.
So after his mother's death, he also developed an interest in internet pornography, particularly those featuring torture and pain. And through these internet sites in the year 2000, he found his way into his first chat rooms about cannibalism. I mean, chat rooms in the year 2000. That was literally, you'd go on there and there was just basically a bunch of dudes wanting to fuck anybody. And that was it. My mate used to go on and pretend he was a girl. And he'd be like, oh, I'm an 18-year-old girl, I'm just babysitting, and fucking get so many like people asking, go private. And one time a guy was like, oh, I want to fuck you and stick a dildo up your arse and hang a shoe off it. And my mate was like, why do you want to hang a shoe off it? And he was like, it'd be your shoe. And he's like, but what's with the shoe? And this guy was like, I don't know, I just thought of it. And my mate was like, yeah, but why a shoe? I was like, dude, you're not that bothered that he's saying, pretending you're a girl and wants to fuck you and shove a dildo up your arse. Like, you know, you're upset that he's hanging a shoe off it. He's like, I just want to know what the reference of a shoe is.
I mean, I'm with your mate on this one. I'm wondering what's with the shoe.
I was like, look, this dude's just basically wanking at the moment. He's just saying anything. He's typing with one hand here.
Shoe. Elephant horns.
Shoe horns. I don't know, but yeah.
It's made of ivory.
That was basically the internet, the early days of the internet. Bunch of dudes in chat rooms on MSN wanting to fuck people.
Waiting for like a bootleg, like fucking nude picture of Avril Lavigne to load up dead slow.
Was Avril Lavigne around in the 2000? In 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. I think. I don't care. She was horrible.
Yeah,
Terrible yeah. person.
She got Lyme disease.
She also married the bloke from Nickelback.
Yes, yeah, she fucking did.
That's unforgivable. And she's also dead and got replaced by a fucking lookalike anyway. So
bit like Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, but he didn't. Avril Lavigne did. I'm dying on that hill. Her nose is different. I'm through the looking glass here, people. I've been asleep for 4 years. Anyway. With his cannibalistic fantasies rearing their head again, Muse placed an advertisement on fetish website called The Cannibal Cafe.
That's classy.
Does what it says on the tin, really, doesn't it? It's a cannibal cafe. I think mostly it's for people who are like, I want to eat you.
Would you like a skinny latte with real skin?
Yeah, but it's basically going to be a bunch of fucking dudes who aren't going to eat people, really. They just want to. Like, if you go to a nightclub, like we used to, and you got, like, the guys there who are the goth guys, who are like, oh, I'm a Satanist. I did a Ouija board and all this stuff in there. But then when you start to talk to them about actual occult shit, you find out they know nothing.
And they're not proper goths either, because they just listen to Marilyn Manson and have never heard of, like, fucking The Cure or anything.
Yeah, they all just look like Trent Reznor and got makeup like Brandon Lee and The Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally it. But yeah, he posted an advert saying, I am looking for a young, well-built male aged 18 to 30 to be slaughtered and consumed. Yeah, blunt, but blunt, you know,
yeah.
I like that about him. If I was 18 to 30, wanted to be slaughtered and consumed, I'd be like, I like this guy's moxie. Straight to the point. Amazingly, he received a lot of replies to his request. but most of them were fantasies who only wanted to indulge in their desires via message. And he's like, no, I want to eat you. And like, oh yeah, carve me up. Carve me up and baste me with gravy. And he's like, you come around then. Nine, I'm here with my wife. He's like, this won't work. It's like, anyway, 18 to 30, it's going to be a fucking fat, hairy-shouldered 50-year-old in a vest sitting there saying this. He's not 18 to 30. Don't blame you, homie. Anyway, Muse received a genuine reply from a man named Borg Joes.
Borg Joes.
After exchanging several messages, he paid a visit to Muse's home with the intention of being slaughtered and eaten. While laid out on the table preparing to be butchered, Joes complained of feeling ill and asked to be released. Whilst clearly disheartened, Muse obliged and untied Joes from his restraints and let him walk free. Muse later claimed that he wouldn't kill anyone who was not willing to die.
That's really considerate, that is.
It is quite considerate of him, isn't he? He's like, I'm having second thoughts, don't want to die. Okay, then.
Right. Okay.
Your fears will make the meat taste bitter, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And fear. Would fear taste bitter, do you think?
I think it'd taste...
stringy. Make you stringy, wouldn't it? I don't know. If anyone's eating anyone who was scared, let me know.
Vinegary. I get a vinegary scent.
Why? Why vinegar?
I don't know.
Strange boy.
It's just like vaguely like urine, isn't it? Not that I've ever tasted urine. I just feel that fear would be a bit acidic. Acidic.
Yeah, that's a word.
You don't like the way I'm looking at you right now, do you?
It's your rape eyes. And Right. He returned to Cannibal Cafe again, posting under the same name as his imaginary childhood brother, Frankie.
Frankie. Like,
hello, my name is Frankie. I want to eat you. Then, on Valentine's Day 2001, Muse received a response from Bernd Jürgen Brandis. Now, he was a 43-year-old bisexual engineer who's in a steady relationship with his long-term girlfriend.
Aww.
However, Brandis had a secret desire to be killed and eaten. In particular, he had an obsession with sexual mutilation. And Brandis believed that Muse could be the person to help him achieve his ultimate high of being eaten.
Because
it's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think like that's as high as you can get. Like, I don't know. I don't know why you'd get off on that.
You know, different strokes, don't it? For different folks and the world don't move to the beat of what just one drum.
It's true.
What might be right for you may not be right for some. Different strokes it takes.
I just prefer to shroom off my tits in the comfort of my own home. That's just what I'd rather do.
Staring at your Baphomet statue, talking to you, going, kill them, Les! And you're like, I can't be bothered. I'd have to go outside to the co-op. Masturbate, Les! If I must, again. And you ram skull just going, yeah! Go on, masturbate to the pictures of the gopher!
And then you wake up with your like belly covered in sticky white love piss and blood everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway. They discussed the best way for Brandis to be consumed and the subsequent disposal of his body. Brandis suggested his skull could be used as an ashtray.
Yeah, well.
Can imagine that, can't you? Like,
it's recycling.
Yeah, he's like, when I am dead, use my skull as an ashtray. I don't smoke. Use it as an ashtray! Okay.
Could have used it as like a tankard or a chalice. A chalice.
Yeah, but an ashtray is better because like, you've got a skull there and you're like, and just stamping it out on his head. Like, there you go, Brad.
I thought that you'd take the top off. Because then it could be two ashtrays.
Let's get a skull and we'll figure it out.
But then you got the eye holes, yeah. So...
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll sort it.
We'll get a skull and we'll figure it
out. Anybody who wants to donate their skull...
Or doesn't have to be a real skull. Just a fake skull.
No, it has to be a real skull.
You've got a real skull downstairs.
It's a goat skull. It's
so
different.
We could still use the goat skull.
No, not goaty.
Not goaty. Not Frankie. Strange boy you are. So after a month of exchanging messages, Brandis travelled to Muse's home on the 9th of March 2001. Muse's home was chaotic, with most of the rooms cluttered with mess and mementos of his mother dotted everywhere.
Bit like Ed Gein again.
Yeah.
We've not done Ed Gein, have we?
No, not yet.
Oh, he's on the thing.
He's on the list, but I don't want to do... I like doing not the big hitters.
Yeah, yeah. I like people to get their time in the sun.
Yeah, you know, like this guy, he, you know, he needs his time in the sun.
Although this guy, I'd argue, is pretty famous.
Oh, he is, yeah, but, you know, say when we like Catherine Knight.
Yeah, Catherine Knight wasn't...
She was famous in Australia, but some people are like, I've never heard of this. And that's why you come to this channel. We do the lesser-known ones. Take that, Bailey. Anyway, so once inside, Muse took Brandis to his bedroom. First, they had sex. Then Muse showed Brandis his slaughter room. Muse then fed Brandis sleeping pills, a bottle of schnapps, and an entire bottle of Vicks Coughs medicine. Only the best.
An entire bottle of Vicks.
Yeah. Once he was drowsy, they began their main course. But not before Muse set up a video camera to film the entire event.
Fair enough.
Muse took his mouth to Brandis' penis where he attempted to castrate him with his teeth. While it bled violently, he was unable to castrate him entirely. So he finished the job off with a kitchen knife. Now, during this, Brandis remained conscious despite the excessive blood loss. He then took Brandis and placed him in a bathtub. Now, as he lay on the brink of certain death, he made a strange request. You think, couldn't get any stranger. Yeah, he's like, bite off my penis. No, he asked Muse if they could eat his own castrated genitalia together.
Right.
I want to eat my pee-pee.
I hope he washed it.
Well, he tried to eat a piece of the penis raw, but apparently it was too chewy. So Muse proceeded to fry it with a little garlic and pepper. Nice little, add a bit of flavour to it. Unfortunately, though, he burned it, meaning that neither of them were able to consume the dismembered member.
What a fucking waste.
I know, yeah, he's like, he's just fucking kicking it. He's like, oh, man, yeah, how's my penis coming? Ah, oh, I have burnt it now. We cannot eat this. He's like, oh, I am so sorry. It's the blood loss. I'll give you blood loss. No pee-pee for you tonight. Anyway, losing large amounts of blood from the injury, Brandis lay bleeding to death in the bath over the next 3 hours, while Muse went to a different room and read a Star Trek book.
What?
For fucking nerd.
What? Which one, though? Was this Next Generation? Was it?
I don't know.
The original series?
It's probably like the annual from 1981 or something, wasn't it?
What was your look?
William Shatner. You're the greatest captain there is. So, like, he's upstairs bleeding. He's like, what about Picard? Fuck Picard! He's not Shatner. Shatner got the girls.
Shatner never got lost in a fucking holodeck.
But I like Picard. Do you like this? Shut up, Wesley. See what I did? I used your Star Trek against you. I am so clever. Now bleed. So, after he finished his book, it was 10 hours later, Brandis was still alive. So Muse stabbed him several times in the neck to put an end to his pain and his life. Muse would later explain, my friend enjoyed dying death. I only waited horrified for the end after doing the deed. It took so terribly long. I prayed and I kissed him on the mouth. I picked up the knife. You can see it on the video. It's a high-quality video. I filmed it myself and edited, produced all by Armin Muse. Then laid it aside. I asked myself whether I should pray to devil or God. I prayed to God for forgiveness. I picked up the knife, and after hesitating some more, I cut his throat with it. You didn't have to explain it. We can see it on the video. Although, this video hasn't got out.
Yeah, show don't tell.
Anyway, once Brandis was dead, Muse's cannibalism fantasies started to become a reality. He hung his body on a meat hook in his slaughter room, then dissected his body into smaller chunks and ground his bone into flour. Bit like a giant, really, isn't he?
I'll grind your bones to make my bread.
Like, I wonder if he was doing it at cutting game. Like, fee fi fo fum, I smell the blood of a German man. I'll grind your bones to make my bread. Muse stored Brandis' body parts in his freezer and consumed him gradually over the next 10 months.
What a meat on him, then.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. It's preppy meals, isn't it?
Yes.
if you got a cow, like an entire cow, you cut it up, freeze it, it's going to last you a while. His first meal was a piece of rump steak, a piece from his back, and it was a special occasion. He laid out candles, his good dinnerware, and wine, and he ate it with potatoes and sprouts.
Sprouts, seriously?
Yeah. I like sprouts. I only get them at Christmas, but Muse referred to the taste as like pork, but stronger, more substantial. The first bite was, of course, very strange. It was a feeling I can't really describe. I spent over 40 years longing for it, dreaming about it. Now I get the feeling that I'm actually achieving the perfect connection through his flesh. Ugh. Does that have a wank?
Yeah. I'd also love that if he was like, fucking, you know what? Actually, it won't.
I had it and...
I was disappointed, if anything.
I ate it and it's not as good as first. But by November 2002, he had nearly finished his supply of Brandis's frozen flesh and posted another message for a victim on Cannibal Cafe. In some posts, he boasted of having eaten human body parts before, which alerted an Austrian student who reported it to local authorities. You fucking grass! You were literally on Cannibal Cafe. He's not posting this on fucking the local, in the local paper, is he?
No.
You're literally there at Cannibal Cafe. And he's like, oh, he says he's eaten people. Oh, this is disgusting. I don't come to Cannibal Cafe for this. So what the fuck are you coming for then? Fucking grass. On the 11th of December 2002, police raided Muse's house and found 15 pounds of Brandes under pizza boxes in his freezer, as well as the video of the killing. Muse reportedly admitted to what he had done almost straight away after his arrest in December 2002. It took the police 7 months to put together a case after going through Muse's computer to trace evidence of his correspondence over the previous few years. They found thousands of images of torture and pornography, and on 17th of July 2003, he was charged with murder. On 30th of January 2004, Muse was convicted of manslaughter and sentenced to 8.5 years in prison.
So is he? He's out now.
8.5 years because it was manslaughter.
Right.
Because he was like, well, he wanted to be eaten, so it could only technically be manslaughter. But the case attracted considerable media attention, as it would, and started a debate over whether Muse could be convicted at all, due to the fact that Brandes had voluntarily taken part in the cannibalism and had entered Muse's house fully aware of his intentions. Mm-hmm. It also proved problematic for the German lawyers, who discovered that cannibalism is in fact legal in Germany, and then subsequently charged Muse with murder for the purpose of sexual pleasure and with disturbing the peace of the dead.
Right.
So there was no actual law in Germany about cannibalism.
Is there now?
I imagine they did.
Like, that one got put through the fucking...
Yeah, but...
What was their parliament called?
I don't know.
I'm curious about that. But anyway, that's not the point, is it?
But imagine that, though. You're a lawyer and you're like, oh, can I have him for cannibalism? And then you go and then you're like, actually, this is legal. And they're like, what? Yeah. Yeah, nobody ever thought about making eating other people illegal. I mean, why would you? If you're setting up a bunch of laws in a country, you can't kill people, you can't steal, you can't do this, no rape, all this stuff. It's not going to be like, someone's not going to be like, what about cannibalism? They're going to be like, that's fucking low on the list at the moment, Andre. You know, we'll get to cannibalism. I think you should put it on now in case we're not going to forget cannibalism, Andre.
But they've had issues with this, but that, like, in fucking medieval times with that Peter Stubb who thought he was a werewolf. He was, like, fucking eating people.
Yeah, but they probably forgot.
And maybe they put it in, you're not allowed to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
That was the law.
Yeah.
Not a cannibal. Werewolf bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you think you're a werewolf? Name.
Shit.
Scheiße. At the trial, 19 minutes of the video showing the key moments of the crime were shown to the court after reporters and the public were removed. Only a year later, in April 2005, a German court ordered that there should be a retrial after prosecutors appealed Muse's sentence as being too lenient.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the point, really.
Yeah.
Their argument was that he should be convicted of murder, not manslaughter. and he should be given a life sentence. The retrial began on the 12th of January 2006, where prosecutors questioned the actual reasoning for Brandes's killing as being a way to satisfy Muse's own sexual desires, rather than obliging to Brandes's request. They also brought to light the fact that Brandes was not capable of making any decisions on the evening of 9th of March, as he had consumed significant amounts of alcohol and drugs to numb the pain of his penis amputation.
And cough syrup.
Yeah. the cough syrup. On the 10th of May 2006, a court in Frankfurt convicted Muse of murder and changed his initial 8.5-year sentence to life imprisonment. According to a report in October 2007 by German newspaper Bild Zeitung, Muse was helping investigators in the analysis of two suspected cannibal murders from 1998 and 2000.
Well, that's nice of him.
In which two young boys were found horribly mutilated, possibly by the same murderer. But now, while he's in prison, he's become vegetarian, he works in the library, and has joined the prisoners group, which stands for the Green Party politics. Thus is the ballad of Armin Muse.
Is he ever getting out, then?
No, it's life.
So
he's in there, he's happy, he's a veggie now.
He's like a dead friendly Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, I helped you with this cannibal case.
It's just a, you know, sexually frustrated mummy's boy who needed attention and love.
And now really cares about the environment.
Yeah, weirdly.
Yeah.
To be fair, he was like, I'm not eating animals. There are 7 billion of us. I only eat one. Technically,
it's not a nasty
Attenborough
guy.
Says humans need to die. He was just helping.
Yeah.
I love David Attenborough. He's like, humans need to be mostly wiped out so that animals and plants can thrive. It's like, calm down, poison ivy. All right. Fucking Attenborough. It's getting old. Just because your brother brought back the dinosaurs doesn't mean you have to fucking kill humans.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to be fucking Thanos now, yeah. Like.
Imagine him sitting there watching. Attenborough sitting there watching Avengers like, I like this Thanos man. He has some great ideas. Like, he's just sitting there with a glove on going. His wife's like, David, what are you doing? Oh, you're not turning to dust. You've not turned to dust. Has anyone around you turned to dust? No. Oh, shit. Puts the phone down. But yeah, Armin Muse, he was a cool guy.
Well, cool.
He was a cool case to cover because it's just sort of like, he's got everything.
Yeah.
Germans, cannibalism, internet, grass.
It's one of them as well, I think, that you kind of absorb via cultural osmosis. So even if you've not actually heard the ins and out of the case,
you know about the guy who advertised for to eat somebody. It's like that fucking Japanese guy. He was a cannibal, innit? And then like now he's done cookbooks and shit.
Yeah,
and he's like a celebrity. We'll cover him. But yeah, I do like a good cannibalism story.
Yeah, I like cannibalism stories.
Yeah, we're gonna do the Donner Party at some point. That's gonna be so much fun. You don't know the Donner Party.
Mm-mm.
This is what I'm working with, people. This is what I'm working with.
Watch somebody come in and be like, I'll replace him. It's like, you fuck off.
Yeah, they'll be like, I'll replace... You know, no one can replace my best friend. Yeah. Les is my Frankie.
Yeah.
And I'm his Frankie.
Yeah.
Basically.
I may not know anything about serial killers. I may not, but it's the reactions that count.
It is. People like, the guy tells a story, and when the other guy's like, ooh, shit! We say the same thing. Leslie's just saying what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like telling stories to my daughter.
Yeah.
Because we're reading at the moment a series of unfortunate events. And she did ask a pertinent question. She was like, when he went live with Canto Laugh at the start, I was reading it and she was like, why don't they just burn down the house and kill him?
That's a good point.
It is, but not for a 5-year-old. It's quite scary. She's a father's daughter. It's not my fault. My daughter's into the dark arts. It's Uncle Leslie's fault. Anyway, but yes, thank you for joining us, Hannah. We hope you enjoyed that and not my German accent. I've had a lot of hate, by the way, for the Australian accent.
Well,
Because, right, one girl was lovely, and she said, you know, you tried your best. I'm Australian. If you need an Australian accent, let me know, and I'll do it for you. And I was like, oh, thank you. Then someone else was like, yeah, I enjoyed it until the Australian accent. It wasn't needed. I'm like, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
I really enjoyed the Australian accent.
And then someone put, the Australian accent wasn't good. I went, I know, it was awesome.
Like, it's not- was. It was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
I couldn't speak properly for a week after that.
I especially liked how, like, in the video, you made a point of using both, was it Crocodile Dundee?
Paul Hogan and Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
The only famous Australians that matter.
I mean, like...
I would have used Rolf Harris, but he's a sex offender and in prison.
I mean, you could have used Kylie Minogue as well.
Yeah,
or Jason Donovan.
I could have used Kylie Minogue, but which one do we use? Do we use Neighbours Kylie Minogue? Do we use the grungy indie one, which I actually like her music? Or do we use the one where she comes back in hot pants and I go blind and blammo all over my laptop again? Who knows, Les? That's why I went with Steve Irwin and Paul Hogan.
Yeah, I think it was a safe bet, personally. It was.
Anyway, doesn't matter what you think.
Who are you going to use with the German accent?
No, I'm not.
Famous Germans?
I can't be bothered to animate it. Takes me long enough to edit it. People are like, oh, can't you do one a week? I'm like, no, I can't. I can't afford to because I have to work and I have family. But if you do wish for us to get these out quicker... See what I did there, Les?
See what you did.
Getting better at this. Yeah. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/enterthedark. Or if you just fancy giving us a bit of cash to go buy a coffee or even a book of how to speak Australian, you can cash app us at #enterthedark. Yes, that's how you do it. Annoying Lisa, who told us to get it. You do it. You're not really annoying. We love you to bits. But yeah, you can also get in touch with us at enterthedarkpodcast@gmail.com and also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We do reply to you. We are cool. We will talk to you and we have a laugh and get in touch because we like making friends and talking to you guys.
Well, Jan will talk to you.
I'll talk to you. If anyone's talking to you on social media, it's me.
Although I did reply.
You did once. Reply to once.
I get bored.
To one person you went, thank you.
I get bored and sometimes, not so much shy, just ignorant. See, Jan's the nice one of the two of us. I'm a bit of a dick.
He is. But never mind. You will end up talking to me. And a few people have, you know, come friends on Facebook. We chat, like each other's memes. I love a good meme. So if you're into memes, let's meme it up. But yeah. Our patrons, thank you to everyone who does support us on Patreon. Your names are up there right now. Guys, if you aren't subscribed and you are one of the 91.4% people who YouTube tell me aren't subscribed to watch our videos, please hit that subscribe button. Also give us a thumbs up and hit that notification bell. It helps us out immensely and doesn't even cost you a penny to do it. So guys, I've been Jan. He's been Les. All's left to say is, Auf Wiedersehen!
Alles klar! What does Alles klar mean?